Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In the annals of disappointments, of not delivering what was advertised, the lowly sequesters, predictions of dire economic consequences from Washington, D.C., must move over for this.
And now for the moment I'm sure you've all been looking forward to. A look at the newest member of the Ford family of fine cars, the Edsel.
Yes, the Edsel, once the name of the heir to the Ford empire, then a futuristic car that landed like a dud with American consumers, then Edsel became the word for dud in America for a while. Today we remember the man who designed the car that was to be so much.
Its flowing, graceful lines, sculptured into the sheet metal, are clean and dignified. Yet it is excitingly different from anything on the road today.
Ford's own internal advertising there from back in 1957. Well, the man who designed the Edsel, Roy Brown Jr., died last week at the age of 96. Joining us now is Robert Mayer, proprietor of Edsel World in Fort Myers, Florida. He deals in Edsels and Edsel parts, huge fan of the car. Robert, welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be with you, John.
The passing of a giant, we note today, yes?
That's true.
What would you say is the design of the Edsel that steered it so wrong with consumers?
Well, it wasn't exactly the design. It was politics. It came out in a recession. The Ford Motor Company chief, McNamara, said when he took over while it was going on, he said, "I'm going to destroy the Edsel." That's a quote. The factory managers, because Edsel came through in the Ford factory or the Mercury factory, because they didn't have their own factories at that time. So when they came to the factory, they got sabotaged. So that's the third thing. And so when you've got the economy, the Ford Motor Company chairman saying, "I'm going to destroy the Edsel," the dealers didn't want it, and the factory managers were against it and produced a car that was not very fitting and was not very didn't work. For reasons of not the car itself, but the production.
So what about the designer, Roy Brown Jr.? I mean, what did he bring to this that really said new and different?
Well, it was very symmetrical. It was beautiful. It was brought over the concept of Europe was on the minds of Ford, beginning in the 1958 Lincoln. It was the Ford. They wanted to get sort of a Ford, a continental look to the car. So this is what Roy Brown produced. It was a beautiful car, and in my thinking, the most beautiful car. In fact, I owned a 1958 Edsel in 1958.
What was it like to drive?
That sold me on the Edsel. That's why I love the Edsel today. I'm the founder of the Edsel Club. I mean, the Edsel is my life, and I love it. I think it's the most beautiful car that was ever produced.
Now, is it fast? Is it comfortable inside? What's the deal?
Well, was it fast? When the big Edsel, when it first came out, had a 410 engine, 345 horsepower. It was raced on the Bonneville Salt Flats that year and won in its class. It was a monster engine. It was really one of the big block engines that came out. It was 410 CID. It was a big Lincoln engine, a 440 engine, but they de-stroked it and everything to give it more pickup. It had 475 foot-pounds of torque. Now, if you know anything about a car and torque, that's a lot of torque.
Yeah, you can really move the palm trees around with your Edsel down there in Florida.
In fact, it started off in the second gear. It couldn't start out. If you started out in first gear, you could put it down there. But in drive, it came out in the second gear, so it wouldn't spin the tires.
Wow. It does look a little bit strange if you look at the front of an
Edsel. Unusual.
Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah.
Are better words, I think.
A little scary. As I was a kid, and there were Edsels on the street back in the 60s, and, boy, they looked a little scary.
Well, people want them today because they're worth a lot of money today. They're very collectible.
Before we go, do you remember the time when to say the word Edsel was basically to say that's a real dud?
Oh, yeah. I certainly do. As a matter of fact, when I a quick little story, I came over from overseas. I was a missionary. I went into a used car place and tried to get a car to go around to churches. So I walked into a place and this Edsel was there, and I didn't even know what it was. And I was trying to buy. I had $200 in my hand. The gentleman there said, "What about this car?" I said, "It's 1958. I can't afford a 58. Maybe an old Hudson or something like that." He said, he took the $200 out of my hand. He said, "I said, first of all, I said, what is it?" He said, "It's an Edsel." I said, "What's an Edsel? You don't know what an Edsel is? Why, it you know, this is the end of 1958. It was a used car." But I said, "No, what is it?" He said, "It's an Edsel." He said, "You never heard of it?" I said, "No." He took the $200 out of my hand. He said, "You bought a good Edsel." He said, "We'll finance the other $200." And I drove away, and that was love at first sight. I tell you, I love the car until now.
All right. Well, certainly we've all lived long enough so that Edsel no longer means a complete failure.
People love him now.
We note the passing of Roy Brown Jr., who designed the Edsel. And we're speaking with Robert Mayer, proprietor of Edsel World in Fort Myers, Florida. How old are you, Robert?
I'll be 85 in July.
You and those Edsels. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir.